at the New York Food Dialogues. I'm visiting with two of the panelists in our second session. I'm going to let you each introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Christine Huang. I work for the American Veterinary Medical Association.
And over here?
I'm Dr. Keith Abe. I'm a pediatric nutritionist at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
Well, we just had a pretty lively conversation at times. The focus here on antibiotics and your food and answers to questions that people have. Seems like there's a lot of them.
I think there are an awful lot of questions. I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to clear up some of the misconceptions that were out there. I think there's a lot of information that's lacking, but I think that we did a really good job of sharing the different viewpoints that are out there.
You know, I thought it was kind of interesting with you, Doctor, just the comparison of humans to animals here on this issue.
Well, I'd sort of deal with the human element, but I actually learned a lot also. And, you know, from, you know, the veterinarians and also the farmers, it was great to listen to farmers because, you know, they have so much to say. And it's difficult to get this kind of a dialogue anywhere else. And at the same time, we can't make progress if we don't talk to each other.
What was there any standout thing that you thought, wow, that I didn't know that maybe people thought that way, or here's something we really do need to correct?
I think the most surprising thing to me was that there was this perception that all the antibiotic use is about the profits, about the profit margin. That was really, really surprising to me, particularly as a veterinarian. Our whole focus is, you know, animal health, human health. It's, you know, like I was saying, it's in our oath. So it was just mind-boggling to me that there was so much focus on the cost-benefit ratio and the profit margins and all of this talk of profit and cost. And I thought, you know, I very rarely hear that discussed, you know, at least in the veterinary world. I don't think anyone ever talks about the money. Well, you know, we're always talking about the human health and the animal health. I just never hear anything involved in profit margin. So it was just so mind-boggling to me.
Good point.
For me, it was that there's so much talk about antibiotic resistance, and at the same time, it was brought out that there's really not much evidence that antibiotic resistance is coming from animals. I know just from working with my patients and how they use antibiotics, I'm more suspicious about that.
So, good experience. Think we should do more of this?
Oh, definitely an excellent experience. I think it is very important to have that dialogue going so that we really understand what the real concerns are, because I think, you know, as I said, I really was not aware of what some of the more specific concerns are. I think that, you know, again, you know, I wasn't aware that, you know, there were concerns of just any antibiotic use whatsoever.
You know what I loved is that it wasn't the Hatfields and the McCoys. It was a genuinely respectful discussion, and that we always need more of.
Just a few little lighthearted moments in there, too. We got to have some of that. Well, thank you both very much. We've been visiting here at the New York Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.